Last full-time casino in Prim set to close July 4th. Prim Valley Casino Resort will close permanently on July 4th, ending full-time casino operations in the once popular Nevada border town. Affinity Gaming confirmed the closure after employees received a termination notice this week, with 344 jobs expected to be affected across Prim Valley and related facilities. Last full-time casino in Prim to shut down. Prim Valley is the last remaining full-time casino among the three resorts that once made the California-Nevada border community a busy gambling stop for drivers on Interstate 15. The closure follows the shutdown of Whiskey Pete's in late 2024 and the end of regular operations at Buffalo Bill's, which had been running only around special events at its Star of the Desert Arena. Prim Valley opened in 1990, following Whiskey Pete's in 1977 and preceding Buffalo Bill's in 1994. The company's notice also said Prim Center and the Flying J truck stop at Whiskey Pete's would cease operations. The future of other nearby facilities, including gas stations, fast food outlets, electric vehicle charging points, and the outlet mall attached to Prim Valley, remains unclear. Clark County officials are reportedly reviewing options to keep gas stations operating, while the Prim family, which owns large portions of land in the area, said it was given limited notice and is seeking possible solutions. Competition and traffic shifts weigh on market. Prim, formerly known as State Line, once benefited from its position roughly 40 miles south of Las Vegas and about 45 minutes closer to Southern California than the Strip. For years, the three resort cluster served as a lower-cost, roadside alternative for gamblers traveling between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. That advantage has weakened as tribal casinos expanded across Southern California, giving many gamblers in Riverside, San Bernardino, and San Diego counties a much shorter drive. Traffic patterns have also changed. In a previous letter to Clark County officials, Affinity said activity at the State Line had become heavily weighted toward weekends and was not enough to support three full-time casino properties. The pandemic, recession-era pressures, and reduced customer demand have all contributed to Prim's decline. Attractions that once helped define the area have also faded, including the Desperado roller coaster at Buffalo Bill's, which has remained closed since the pandemic. Closure raises questions for border businesses. The shutdown leaves uncertainty around Prim's remaining business ecosystem, including the Lotto store on the California side of the border that has long attracted Nevada residents during major Powerball jackpots. Events already advertised at Prim venues through the coming weeks may also be affected, although no full update has been provided on future bookings. For Prim, the closure marks a major symbolic shift. What was once a busy roadside gambling stop with three themed resorts, an arena, outlet shopping, and family attractions is now facing the loss of its last regular casino operation.